Welcome to this edition of the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast. RB isn't with us today, but I'm Allison, and I'll be your host. On the phone with us today are Dr. Don Hughes and Dr. Murray Strauss. Dr. Hughes is a clinical and forensic psychologist who maintains an independent practice in New York City. She is also a clinical instructor of psychology in the Department of Psychiatry at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Medical College of Cornell University. Dr. Strauss is a professor of sociology and founder and co-director of the Family Research Laboratory at the University of New Hampshire. Dr. Hughes, can you begin by defining domestic violence?
Generally speaking, domestic violence is a pattern of manipulation, of fear, of coercive control that is maintained through the use of multiple abusive behaviors, such as physical abuse, psychological abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and stalking behaviors. The function of domestic violence is to first gain and then maintain power and control over an intimate partner. And battering in domestic violence also functions to coerce compliance, that is, to get the victim to do something that they wouldn't ordinarily do through tactics of intimidation and fear. And often, the batterer's manipulation and control of the victim consists of these multiple and repeated abusive behaviors over time, and then often functions to keep the victim in an abusive relationship.
Dr. Strauss, how often does partner violence actually occur?
The estimates vary tremendously. When I use the term violence, I restrict it to physical violence. But there's a lot more that gets assumed under the heading of violence. If you take crime statistics, it's much less than 1% of the population. When you do community epidemiological surveys and you ask not about violence but about getting into fights, then the rates range from 7 or 8% to, among young people, 30%. If you take U.S. married couples whose average age is 40, then it's about 10 to 15%. Same-sex couples show slightly higher rates.
That's really interesting that you mentioned same-sex couples. It seems we most often hear about women being abused by men, so this is a broader problem?
Well, there is a much broader problem than women being abused by men. Women being abused by men is the most severe of a problem, not in terms of the frequency of its happening, because women physically attack their partners at about the same rate as men. There's more than 200 studies showing this. But it's the more severe problem because women come out on the short end of things much more often than men, starting with injury. Two-thirds of the injuries from partner violence are incurred by women, and that even applies to deaths. But you can put that both ways, and both ways need to be taken into account. It's two-thirds of the victims are women, but one-third are men.
So, what types of behavior might suggest that a person is in an abusive relationship?
There's isolation behaviors, attempts to control where the victim comes and goes, who she sees, who she spends time with, who she talks to. Sometimes there's attempts to restrict the victim's educational advancement, her employment opportunities, who she talks to, who she sees, which can also include family. And then there's also the emotional abusive component of psychological abuse, which really functions to denigrate a partner's self-worth, to really make them feel less than. And sometimes we see humiliation, repeated attacks against an individual's sense of self-worth, belittling her, calling her degrading names, and degrading her family or where she came from. And sometimes subjugation behaviors, which is really treating someone in a very stereotypical manner, which we see in the male-female dyad, treating her like a servant, demonstrating little or no respect for her or her ideas, chastising her, treating her like a child, punishing her in front of others, or making all these family decisions without her. Psychologically abusive behaviors often result in a victim feeling controlled, feeling terrorized, and feeling fearful of their partners. And psychological abuse involves a pattern of behavior that functions really to instill fear, to intimidate, and to threaten future violence. And by doing this is how the batterer or the perpetrator maintains power and control over an intimate partner. Certainly when we throw in the physical violence, it can be more serious, but the long-term damage effects, many of the women have told me, just clinically, anecdotally, that the bruises heal. It's this feeling that I'm going crazy. It's this feeling that I don't know anything. It's this feeling that I can't get out of this or make sense of this that takes them a while to heal from.
The few studies that have compared men and women show that the effect of the same amount of violence is greater for women. Men who are physically victimized by their partners show an increase in depression, and so do women, but for women it's twice as much.
So, what recommendations do you have for those who may have a friend in an abusive relationship or who may be in an abusive relationship themselves?
Almost unilaterally, they tell me that they love their partner. So, love's not enough. That's the one thing I walk away with. But then secondly, what they tell me is tell them to get out. Tell them don't wait like I waited until it gets too bad. And that's where it gets difficult because there are almost always good aspects of these relationships. The unfortunate fact is that she can't make him stop. The abuser has to come to that awareness either through outside interventions himself to stop doing that behavior. So women keep trying to, if I just do A, if I just do B, if I just do C, maybe he'll stop abusing me. And that's the wrong directionality. We're putting the responsibility then for the perpetuation of the abuse on the victim who really doesn't have the power to stop it.
For more information about abuse and violence, call the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence at 1-800-799-SAFE or visit their website at www.ncadv.org. A special thanks to Dr. Hughes and Dr. Strauss. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcasts, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Kristen Goodhart and Elizabeth Schmidlin, and relayed by me, Allison Hall. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.